do you feel coming back from what you came back from with the full pad contact?
It feels good out there. I mean, today was a grind, super humid, humid out. It's getting through the dog days, but you guys just got to keep on pushing through camp. I think it's our fourth full pad. Yeah, it's our fourth. We got a good week coming up, good practice today. Just got to improve, keep doing our routine, and keep doing better.
Feel like the back is responding?
Yeah, I'm good to go. Out there every play, whatever they need me to do.
What's your take on Dwayne? What you've seen from him so far? Another new guy to get used to this year.
Oh, for sure. We've been going since the summer, but a great dude, a great hard worker, and he's doing super well. I love working with him. I love blocking with him, going out there, running routes together. So, great guy to work with.
For a vet, just like when Martellus came last year, a vet who sort of knows his way around the league, how important is that for him?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's not like he's a rookie wondering how the NFL works, how everything goes. He's coming in, he's learning the plays just like that, and he's doing a great job.
I think a lot has been made on how you may have changed your diet or your workout regimen. How has maybe taking a different way of working out helped you out?
I'm just feeling good. Feeling good every day, in and out. It's going well.
Why did you decide to work out with Tom Brady's trainer?
Because I look at him and he turns 40 tomorrow and he runs around like he's younger than me. So just pretty obvious right there.
Do you feel like your body is different, like working
yes.
out with him?
Yes, for sure. I just feel good. I feel good.
And what about the eating and diet?
Yes.
How's that been going?
It's going good. Yes, dinners are super healthy. I mean, but after this type of workout, you fiend for that type of stuff. And that's when you want all those nutrients. That's when you want to eat it. So he cooks them for me. I eat them.
Rob, you've been around a while with Tom. Can you believe that he's going to be turning 40 tomorrow?
No, I can't. It's pretty wild. Today's the last day in his 30s. And, you know, there's nowhere else where he wants to spend it besides the football field. But it's just unbelievable. What he's turned 40 and just where he's at right now is just unreal.
In seeing him like that, is that kind of what made that move to start following his footsteps?
Yes, definitely. For sure.
What do you get a guy like that? He seems to have everything for his birthday.
You get him touchdowns. You got to catch the ball. That's all he wants. His receivers, tight ends, running backs to catch the ball. So that's probably what he wants tomorrow.
What are your thoughts on this offense so far? It seems like you guys are loaded more than ever.
I mean, just coming out every day, trying to improve every day. I got to improve just overall. I mean, today was a good day for conditioning. Gotta be on schedule, the routine, rehydrate tonight, rehydrate today, get ready for tomorrow. But I feel like everything is going smoothly, but always room for improvement.
Has Cooks' speed impressed you?
He's definitely super fast. His speed is up there, and it's definitely impressive to watch when he's at top notch.
After your previous injuries, was it important for you to take a different approach to your health?
It's always important. I mean, being young, I mean, as you get older, you start feeling it more for sure. I mean, I was 21 at one point when I was 22, second year in the league. I can just go home. I used to not really do anything. But now, as you get older, it just felt like it was that time in my career where I just really needed to focus on it. And go to the next level, or else I could have possibly been out of the door. So just wanted to take it to the next level and keep on going.
Rob, you've been around since 2010. I was curious what you've seen from Coach Belichick, just like this year being different from him with two of his sons, you know, on the coaching staff. Like, have you seen, have you noticed, how nice that is for him?
I mean, that's super nice. I mean, I got a brother on the team, so it's always super nice to have him on the team. No matter what position, where he's at, it's just super cool to have someone I grew up with to be there. So I just can't imagine what it's like for him to have his two sons on the coaching staff. So I would definitely say that it's probably pretty similar, having a brother and then having two sons. So it's definitely cool to have family members. So that's super awesome to see that it's in their family, and they just love the game of football, and they love coaching. All right, guys, thank you.
Thank you.